On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. After they prayed, the place where the meeting was held was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. May God bless the reading of this word. Amen. So this evening, I mentioned about prayer was really creating an earthquake, and in a way, I wasn't kidding. But it's interesting to me, one of the things as I was reading the text and preparing for today, tonight, was how people are stirred up these days, unfortunately for the wrong reasons, and the results often cause harm. Just last week, we saw in the news, didn't we, most of us, I would suspect, that not too far from here, there was a case of road rage on I-76, going from Wadsworth to Akron, and the end result of that road rage, and I think it happens more often than it's reported, but this one resulted in a death, a shooting. Someone was in rage and shot another person on the road. And, you know, I was looking in regards to the mass shootings that we've experienced in the United States, and that one report says that in the first 150 days of 2023, we've had 260 mass shootings just in the United States. And I thought to myself, that's a lot of anger, isn't it? People get stirred up about things. And unfortunately, whether it's been their upbringing or whatever, it could be people who have some kind of prejudice against others, anti-Semitism, racism, whatever the case. And sometimes people just go and children are involved and are harmed because of that rage. So that's one picture, and unfortunately, it's on the news all the time, isn't it? We see it day after day after day. It's bad news. And yet our text today gives us good news. And it talks about the fact that the apostles, and remember our good apostles. Remember, there were 50 days up to Pentecost, and we just recently celebrated Pentecost. But from the resurrection to Pentecost, what were the disciples supposed to do? Well, they were supposed to wait for power on high. So they would often be in the upper room. That's why we talk about the upper room. They would be praying together, you see. And even before when Jesus died, and even during that Easter week, many of the apostles were afraid, and Jesus had to go through locked doors and encourage the faithful. And he breathed on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. So they were empowered as believers. So our text this day is in chapter 4 of Acts, and it's after Pentecost, and it talks about really two things. It talks about the apostles and the believers sharing in what the Greek word is called kerygma, the proclamation of the word. And we read in the text that the proclamation of the word, that they just didn't talk about it, they talked about it boldly. And you see, John and Peter had just gotten out of jail because they had healed a lame beggar, and the Sanhedrin had arrested them, and they got a beating. And when they were released, the Sanhedrin told them, "Don't ever speak the word of Jesus again." And yet, what did they do? They went to a believer's home, and in those days, there were house churches. And they went, and they shared all of what took place while they were in prison. And the believers, what did they do? They started to pray, and they started to praise God. And it says that the whole place was shaken. They were all stirred up. You know, 30 years after the death of Jesus, we don't know who the author of Hebrews really is, but if you read the book of Hebrews, it's a book or a sermon of encouragement. And in chapter 10, the author talks to a community of faith that were shook up. They were afraid, and he says, "Keep stirring up the faithful for love and good deeds." For love and good deeds. What did John Wesley give us? Three simple rules. What are they? Do no harm, do good, and stay in love with God. Similar stuff. But the point being, this kerygma, this proclamation of the word, is something that is eternal. It's something that through the Holy Spirit we're able to share boldly about the resurrection of Jesus. And that's one thing. The second thing that we read about in the text is what in the Greek is called koinonia. And it is simply defined spiritual fellowship. Did you notice the spiritual fellowship that was going on? All the believers were of one heart and mind. I have to stop there because, you know, in the 21st century, right now, too often the church is divided. And here they were united, and they were not only proclaiming the word of God, but they were active in the community. And they were making a difference in the community. It says that God's grace was so powerful working among them that no one in the community had a need. And from time to time, people who had, affluence, they had money and had land, would sell the property and come and put the proceeds at the apostles' feet, and they would distribute to all who had need. So they were making their mark through spiritual fellowship. They were making their mark. So there was this prayer and praise that were stirring the believers up. There was this koinonia that was going on. It was spiritual fellowship because they could come together and they could pray, and it just stirred everyone up. You know, there's another scripture in Acts chapter 16, where Paul and Silas, because they were proclaiming the word of God, were put in jail. They were beaten. And at midnight, guess what they were doing? They held a prayer and praise service. And it was at that time that an earthquake happened, and the doors of the prison were open, and Paul and Silas, you know, were coming out, and the jailer was so concerned that he had lost all of those who were in there, and he was going to be killed because of it. And Paul and Silas go back to this guy's home, and he becomes a believer in the Lord. How powerful is the word of God, dear friends? So I wonder tonight, are we stirred up for the right reasons? You know, we get stirred up, and I can give you a most recent example. Stirred up can mean anxiousness, you know? And we were supposed to have a birthday party for our youngest son on Sunday. He calls Sunday morning, and he says, "I'm going to have to postpone. I hurt my foot." Well, his foot's broken. And our dog's been sick for 6 days, you know. But the thing about it is, it creates anxiety, and you get these negative thinking. You know, you're thinking negative about it. You think those are simple little things, but it gets you shook up. But then you come back to the Word, and the Word is proclaimed. It is the good news of Jesus Christ. It is grace that falls upon us, which means unmerited favor. And then we are a part of this community. We can come here tonight, even though we might be a little shook up because of a loved one or because of what's happening in our life. And we can find peace that passes all understanding. And we can find joy in the Lord. And in spite of it all, we can pray and we can give praise. I pray that tonight we will have that opportunity to just praise God and to love one another and let God stir us up.